Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Today is Thursday, 22nd February 2018. Today's blessing is, may you carry out every task while seated on the seat of a swan and become a special soul who is an embodiment of success. The children's power of discernment becomes elevated when they carry out every task while seated on the seat of a swan. Therefore, whatever task they carry out, it will have some speciality merged in it. Just as you do your work while seated on a chair, so let your intellect too be seated on the seat of a swan, and you souls will continue to receive love and power even in any mundane work. Every task will easily continue to be successful. So carry out every task whilst considering yourself to be a special soul seated on the seat of a swan and become an embodiment of success. So today's blessing, Baba is focusing on the power of discernment. Power to discern, parekhne ki shakti. Baba is giving us the example of swan. Swan means hans or hounds. In Sanskrit, in Vedic literature especially, swan has got lot of importance. Swan is said to be the symbol of wisdom, symbol of prudence, vivek, symbol of discernment, discrimination. It is the vehicle of goddess Saraswati, and it has the unique ability, if suppose water mixed with milk is given, it has that unique ability to distinguish, to separate, to segregate water from milk. So that's why this swan is very much important. They stay in one special lake which is known as Mansarovar, somewhere in Tibet. So Baba has often used this word holy swan. Even in the path of sannyasa, they describe four types of sannyasis. One is Budruk, second is Kutichak, third is Hamsa, and fourth is Paramhamsa. So this Paramhamsa is that stage of consciousness where you acquire divine wisdom, where you can discern, you can distinguish, you can discriminate between real and unreal. What is true, what is untrue. What is to be done and what is not to be done. Actually, the goal of this Brahmin life is to segregate these three things, Srimat, Manmat and Paramat. He who can find out this is Srimat, this is Manmat and this is Paramat. To call Manmat as Srimat is the greatest disaster in life. To call Paramat as Srimat is the greatest disaster. This is Manmat, this is Paramat, this is Janmat, but not Srimat. Srimat is something else. Srimat is hidden, Srimat is esoteric, Srimat is very mysterious. We have to search it. Our intellect which can distinguish between these three things is known as swan intellect. That person is known as holy swan, the one who possesses this power to discriminate, discern. Discriminate doesn't mean prejudice, that is also one of the meanings, but here discriminate means to observe, to understand, to analyze things and to come to conclusion. That is discernment. So Baba is saying, children's power of discernment become elevated when they carry out every task while seated on the seat of swan. When you sit on the seat of a swan, this is just as in Sunday's Murli Baba said, I am Master Creator. This is your seat. The moment you come down from this seat, you suffer from spiritual heart attack. The moment if you are seated on this seat, everything positive happens. You can change the atmosphere, you can change the vibrations, you can change other souls, you can enable other souls to get what they want, you can invoke any power. This is all the five things that happen when you are seated on the seat. When you come down, what happens is, here your BP of awareness goes down, your heart rate of enthusiasm slow, you start sweating with waste thoughts, you are having what to do and what to do, not to do, this delirious state of confusion. Okay, so this is all things, and you become disheartened, dil shikast. All these things happen when you come down from the seat. Here Baba is saying, I am a holy swan. So I know what to do and what not to do. If I do this, this will be the result. If I do this, this is the aftermath. This is the action and this is the ramification. Now what I have to do? This judgment is very important. Therefore, whatever task they carry out, it will have some speciality merged in it. Whatever you do, there will be maturity in it. It will be not an impulsive task that you do it without thinking, without thought, and then you repent. And then you keep on thinking, I should not have done this. So this thing is impulsive. We repent for most of the impulsive actions. Then Baba is saying, just as you do your work while seated on a chair, so let your intellect too be seated on the seat of a swan. Just as a doctor is there, or an engineer is there, or any officer is there, any manager is there. If you meet him, if you take to him some problem, oh, this is the problem, he will tell you, but go to that person when he is seated on his chair. Because that time he carries that power, that authority. He carries a different judgment. Rather than seeing advice whilst moving and around, it's better that let that person be there in his office. And then go professionally when you need professional help. Just as one is that I am depressed, tell me what to do. Rather than like this, better to sit with the person. Be a little professional here. Then proper things will come. Okay? Rather than sending a text, what to do? It's better you meet that person personally. Go to him personally, sit with him. This is very important. Okay? So here, let your intellect be seated on the seat of a swan, and you souls will continue to receive love and power even in mundane work. Even in run-of-the-mill work, those ordinary chores of life. There also, you should have that discernment. Actually, the entire philosophy is, entire crux of religion is awareness in this moment. What I am doing now, that may be the ordinary task, the smallest task, but the highest awareness. Chop wood, carry water. Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Now you have achieved enlightenment after many arduous years of tapasya, but still you are doing the same task, chopping wood and carrying water. But now there is a heightened awareness. So this will come with this seat of holy swan. Every task will become easy, will easily continue to become successful. So carry out every task while considering yourself to be a special soul seated on the seat of a swan. So this topic of holy swan is very important. Keep on remembering every time that I am a holy swan. All my decisions are spiritually influenced. I cannot take decision immediately. Whenever there is a confusion, wait. Ask that person that I'll get back to you after 10 minutes. Ask that person that I'll get back to you after 6 hours. In Germany, there was a philosopher, George Gurdjieff. He has propounded one philosophy, the fourth way. And he has written somewhere in his memoir that when I was 9-year-old child, my father gave me a very beautiful advice. He was on his deathbed. He was about to die. He called me and he said, look, George, I'm going to tell you a very beautiful thing today. I don't have much to give you. I have not left any property, any wealth, any estate for you, nothing. But I am giving you one beautiful advice. And George Gurdjieff says, because of that advice, so many things I was about to commit mistake and I did not commit. What was the advice? George's father says to him, ki whenever you get angry in life, postpone it for 24 hours. Tell that person, if somebody blames you, opposes you, levels false charges against you, tell that person, okay, I agree, but I'll come back to you after 24 hours. Don't give your decision immediately, because your decision would be wrong. Because you are passionate that time, you're full of anger. So every decision which is given in anger is most of the time, more often than not, is wrong. So So wait, think, cogitate, meditate, reflect, go in silence, withdraw, go in solitude, think about it and then come back, rather than immediately giving that decision. Because probably you may have to repent otherwise. So, Holy Swan means whole day to discriminate. Holy Swan means whole day, what is real, what is unreal. If I am doing this, is it real or unreal? I am getting indulged in some pleasure of body. What joy it is going to give me? A permanent one or temporary, transient one? What good lies in this? Keep on thinking and keeping the intellect fresh. Because we see that throughout the intellect, throughout the day, intellect also gets tired. So in between, one has to become bodiless. And take the immediate powers from the Supreme. And again come back. So this is all invisible thing which we have to do. Okay. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.